Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
You set the line and you're holding the power. You know how many beers you're going to drink and how many beers you want to drink. So the punishment line for Joe. Also, by the way, you're such a robot because this just sounds like the best weekend for any dude. I just have 40 untouched beers. You're such
no,
a
it's not.
You have me now thinking about drinking these beers like a punishment. This is like
it's not a punishment. You're just making it seem like it's unaccomplishable.
And now back to your regular programming.
If you speak better to yourself.
You showed up for like probably the dumbest conversation we've ever had on this show.
Let's have that smile again.
Tell me how that happens. Physically should not happen.
Relax.
If you say
give me as well.
Three times a day, God will light it up.
He's just an absolute hack. And he gets his ass kicked by the teammates every week. It's just terrible.
Welcome back to Hack City. Joe DeLeon, Sean Anderson, two former college football players from the University of Rhode Island. And today we're going to be doing a bit of a listener mailbag. We haven't done them in a bit, but we've got some great questions from our listeners that we're going to be answering today. And in the future, make sure you're following at Hack City Pod on Twitter. And when we ask for questions, you don't miss out on the chance to throw one into the mailbag. We're also going to be sharing some guys in the spring transfer portal, albeit it wasn't exactly an exciting list this year, that we think are important to know that could really impact the college football landscape, as well as a bit of a quandary, a bit of a difficult situation that I have to figure out with some beverages that are sitting in my fridge. Sean, how are you doing today?
You know what? I'm doing all right. I'm in a nice little pocket here. The Northern Virginia weather is about to kick into full overdrive, but it's been a good couple days. Did some golfing, got destroyed in golf by my sister's boyfriend. That was nice. That was tough. I mean, I actually had to call in a ringer for the back nine to show that, hey, I actually know people that can golf well. So that was a pretty good
hold
power
on.
Move.
Hold on. You are so dog shit. You called somebody in. That's not a flex. Be like, hey, I know someone who's good at golf. Everyone has a buddy who's good at golf.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But my buddy that's good at golf beat this doofus. So that now we're good. See, let him know every time he comes back in town, I got someone for him.
See, when I'm going to be home on the East Coast in not too long, I was anticipating trying to go to the Rhode Island football golf outing. I'm kind of afraid to play with you because it sounds like you suck. It sounds like you're bad.
No, I'm not good, but it sounds like you're bad. I'm much better than I was. I can play golf now. I can go out to a course and just join a foursome or join a threesome, whatever, and I'll hold my own. I won't be embarrassing. I think I have some pretty good banter on the course. I'm not going to light the scoreboard up. I'm going to have some weird bad shots. But for the most part, I can play golf. My etiquette is good. Do I respect a lot of the golf etiquette? No, but I put up with it. So I think all I really wanted to do with golf was be able to keep up. I'm not trying to get great at golf. It's a hobby. That's what it is. I'm not going to go to the range every day, practice in my house and do it. I like having a fun hobby. It's a fun hobby. And now I can actually do it where I'm not just embarrassing myself the whole time.
That's not the same.
It was a 10 handicap. What am I going to do, Joe?
What's your handicap? Like 60?
No, it's not 60.
I
wager I'm in the 30s.
It's still pretty terrible. I'm sorry. I cut off your read. I'll let you finish.
I haven't even started the read, dummy. But now I will. Bet online. That's where you should be gambling. All your summer sports this season, MLB, golf, NBA, NHL, playoff stats. Congrats to the Sixers. Excited for their run. They're going to be great Oh no, you're not a Sixers fan. You're a are you a Knicks fan now that they're good? Are you
Clippers? You, Clippers. You knew this. I'm always been a Clippers fan.
All the latest stats, news, and scores available. To follow your favorite teams, head to the website today. Use your mobile device. Get in on the action. Bet online where the game starts. The Celtics are just going to make a run, I guess, and I hope the Nuggets beat them again. I hate the Celtics. I hope that gets stomped out in four, but I also have a close personal friend who is a diehard Celtics fan, so I'm saying it on here, and I won't say it in real life to him. So that's just where I'm going to let this out.
Don't be a coward.
Go Nuggets.
Don't be a coward. Fuck shit to his face. All right, so I want to get to first, before we get to the mailbag questions, we always try to have a, what's the word I'm looking for? A coherent topic before we get to the craziness that will come. I want to talk about the transfer portal. So the spring portal opens up. There was a lot of hype. A lot of hype from certain outlets and certain folks in the media that were making it seem like there were some big names to come out. Now, there still is an opportunity after this upcoming weekend's spring games for some more bigger players to enter the portal. But what I've noticed, Sean, that there have been a lot of underrated defensive linemen. This is a period of time where I think a lot of teams are really thin in the interior of their defense, and they're trying to go and find some guys. So I each want to share two guys that we both think are really important for the upcoming season that have entered the portal. My first one on that theme of talking about defensive linemen, Simeon Barrow Jr. from Michigan State is somebody who I think is very, very integral for the success of whichever team gets him. It sounds like LSU is being very aggressive and going and trying to make a play for him. There are going to be other SEC programs that are trying to make a move. But as I mentioned, it is hard to get good defensive line talent. And Barrow Jr. was somebody who I spotted when I was doing my scouting during the year for RPM and watching a lot of Michigan State games. They've got a linebacker that I really like. And then Barrow Jr., I kept writing him down. He's very quick-footed. He's very powerful, low-to-the-ground type of a guy. And I think that he is the disruptive caliber guy that if he's put in a situation that's a lot better than Michigan State's, he could be productive. I'm not saying he's going to be a world beater, but he is the type of player that really, really boosts the presence of a defense.
I think that's a fine pick. My eye went to the other side of the ball of the trenches, someone on the offensive line that just stunned me, thinking, oh, this is going to be an impact player wherever he lands. That's Marcus Bryant from SMU. I talked about him last year. He was their left tackle all season. He's a stud, 6'8", fast feet, long arms, good build, heavy enough to take a bull rush, fast enough to get outside and block a corner if needed. This guy is an impact offensive lineman. Per The Athletic, he's drawing eyes from Washington, Mississippi State, and TCU. If any of those three teams add him, they add a win on the year. I would contribute one win added to your team at least by adding Marcus Bryant. That's what I'm equating it to. I'm not saying he's a quarterback going to come and change your whole season, but he's going to get you a win by stopping a crucial strip sack in some game. That's who I've got my eye on first and where he lands. Very excited for him.
Well, this is why I wanted to do this segment, because it's, you know, the winter portal, it's so easy to go, oh my God, Riley Leonard's in the portal. It's so easy to say that all these premier guys are quarterbacks and running backs, yeah, and receivers and safeties are going to completely change the outlook for an upcoming season. But this spring window, I think, is really different for what we end up seeing. I think it's going to be a lot of tackles, a lot of defensive linemen like we've already gotten a glimpse of. I'm going with a guy, though, who is a bit more of an obvious pick, and I wouldn't be shocked if he isn't your second pick. Damien Martinez, the Oregon State running back. That is, yes, so stupidly obvious. But it has to be talked about, because right now, it sounds like Miami might be the likely landing spot. Don't have any sourcing. That hasn't been confirmed. But it seems like that makes the most sense. They did have some running backs enter the portal. I think if Martinez ends up at Miami, that is the final missing piece that they need to take that next step forward. He was just on the outside of our ranking on running backs. We didn't include him in there, but I think if you put him on a team that typically has a really good offensive line and is led by a coach that likes to run the football, Martinez could be a 1,200-yard back, 1,300-yard back for Miami this year.
He's got great juice in the backfield, and he embodied a lot of that underdog Oregon State mentality last year. Loved it. Didn't care who he was playing. He was going to try to run through your face. He was going to try to get into the end zone. He's the obvious number one for the spring portal. But Joe, my second was another running back. And this is going to be, I'm going to have to double back and make a media apology.
Oh, I know you're
this is going to be Penny Boone transferring out of Louisville after he transferred from Toledo to Louisville already. So when I put him on an honorable mention before the running back show, not 20 minutes later was it announced that he entered the transfer portal. Regardless, he's still a good enough player to keep your eye on. He had how many yards? 1,400 yards at Toledo last season. He's a beast. He's awesome. And you're thinking that, oh, okay, he's playing in the MAC. They can't tackle. They can tackle. They can hit in the MAC. They hit hard as hell in the MAC. Mm. So he's a really good running back. And now I guess we're going to see where else he lands. I'm keeping my eye on him. I like these MAC guys that move up for sure. They play with a good edge because you're moving. It's pretty obvious you're moving up from the MAC to the top level to try to really make it to the NFL. You can still make it in the MAC, but he's making the big push.
Yeah, I don't think you were off base for bringing him up the other day. It seems like him re-entering has a little bit more to do with some NIL turmoil that's been going on with Louisville, because there's been some other guys that have been a little bit more public about it. I don't know what the situation is. I'm sure that in a couple of months, we're probably going to find out what actually happened. But he's getting looks from Washington's one of the ones that has been brought up. And I think that would be a tremendous fit to go play for Jed Fish for, you know, a team that's trying to replace and move on from Dylan Johnson. So he's going to be highly sought after. But Boone has the frame to take a lot of carries, and he was very productive. And you just talked about how good he was in the MAC. It's funny how we're still talking about running backs. There's just so many.
I know. I love them. I don't know. I can't help it. They just are the most, for me, they're the most exciting position in football, just because it takes so much to be good at it.
All right. So before we get to the mailbag questions today, I want to first start off with a picture that's been circulating on Twitter. I sent it to you yesterday, but I just resent it to you now if you want to pull up your Twitter DMs. So Blaine Gilmer tweeted out a picture of Kentucky quarterback Brock Vandergriff, formerly of Georgia. I have been one of the advocates for Kentucky to be a big underrated player in the SEC because they went and got Vandergriff. And I think that he has not been given the opportunity to shine. He's got all the traits. But said picture, which I will throw up on the screen right now as I am talking, depicts and shows Vandergriff wearing one of the thickest flannel shirts that he could have possibly found.
Yeah.
Over 35, 45, 55-year-old sunglasses, a camo hat. Said shirt is tucked in with the blandest brown belt with a golden buckle. Looks like it's about $10 from Walmart. A very cheap pair of jeans. And then to tap it, you know, to cap things off, he has his cell phone, his iPhone, clipped to his belt. I can't tell if this guy is 60 or if he is 25. This is insane. Where is he from that he is dressed like this? This is he looks like he has a mortgage in this picture.
I don't know if he's doing a bit. That's the problem. I don't want it to be Mark that's sitting here like, oh, falling for the Brock Vandergriff bit. He's from Bogart, Georgia.
I don't think there's a bit, man. Okay, I'm going to look up where Bogart, Georgia is.
I mean, why is this? It's not the fit that's the problem. I think the phone clip is him trying to be funny.
I think the fit is the problem, too. I think it's both
the problem. It's the country-ass neck and a little bit of that neck beard curling down. He also looks to be very happy in the photo. Like, hey, look at me. I'm tucking in my shirt and I'm happy about it. Okay. That's the bit you're going with. Oh, I'm new to this side of college football quarterbacking. It's doing a little too much. He's doing too much here. Relax a little bit. Just relax. Be a normal quarterback, Brock, please. This is just not normal.
Bogart is a little bit outside of Athens, by the way. I looked it up. I don't know if he's doing a little too much. I think he's just a couple years ahead of himself. I think it said he was 21 years old, which is insane.
When do you think you're going to give up and start putting your phone on your hip? When do you think you give up and do
well, that? Okay, I think the better question is when do I give up and start doing the, like, when do you start dressing like a dad? Like, he looks like he owns a construction business. He looks like a guy that is going to be walking onto a construction site, and, you know, he runs an operation building local houses in his community in Georgia, in the suburbs outside of Atlanta. I don't know, man. This is something I've actually kind of thought about. Like, when do you stop giving a shit on how you look? I'm not saying that he doesn't care, but it's more so when you're not trying to stay up with current fashion trends. This is like, he couldn't be any further away from what any other quarterback in the country is dressing like right now, or 21-year-old for that matter.
Maybe that's the point. Maybe that's what he's trying to do. I mean, the glasses are all that set of glasses. If the aliens ever come down, right, and we're trying to show them the best of the humankind, music, art, engineering, the one thing that they shouldn't see is those awful goddamn glasses that I guess just people in the South wear. The thick black frame, tinted lens, weird blue aqua color, terrible, awful glasses. I can't stand them. But for a pro for Brock, I mean, he's well put together. He's got a good build. He's pulling the look off. If that's the look he's going for, I'm going to give him props. Like, if this is the look he's going for, he nailed it. Absolutely nailed it. The glasses are just hideous, though.
The glasses are that's kind of like the real cap off for me, man. Like, we got to do better on the glasses. I'm trying to go through his Instagram to see if there's like any other examples of him dressing like this. His fits aren't good. Like, there's one that I found. I don't know if you can see that. He's got he's got like the cowboy, the very thick cowboy hat with the big boots and the. Yeah, it's not a terrible fit. I don't know where this picture came from.
Does he know Tyler Harris? I feel like
you know what? Along. You're right. We played with a guy who used to dress like this, who was also from Georgia. That's a really good point. I don't know why we're even questioning this. We should know better.
He could have grown up with his grandparents. Like, I know that happens, and you get, you know, then you get raised older because you're growing up with people in their 60s or 70s. Gosh, yeah, this is like looking at Tyler Harris for the first time all over again. It's giving me a little.
I just hope that this is how he dresses when he goes out to parties. Like, I need to know that this man shows up at the bar when he's going out, shirt tucked in, thick ass bad belt, and, you know, the most bland blue jeans that he could have put on.
I tell you what, I bet that look kills in Kentucky. I bet that kills in the Kentucky bars.
I think he's got a girlfriend. I think he's got a girlfriend based on his Instagram. Yeah, that's a good point. What do you know?
I don't know why I'm over here hating. I just don't like the glasses. I think the glasses are stupid.
The only thing I will say, though, is I really hope that if he does get drafted, and I'm hoping that he does end up being like a startable quarterback, that this is how he presents himself. We need more of this energy in the NFL.
Why is he trying to get on my Brett Favre list?
Honestly, he might be doing that. All right. Tall Brett Favre, not Hick Brett Favre, although Hick Brett Favre is just Brett Favre. So that doesn't work. Next thing I want to get to. So in the coming months, it's likely that I am going to be moving cross country to try and relocate my ways back to New Jersey. And I, you know, there's obviously certain aspects of things that you're kind of going through and you're thinking to yourself, like, you know, what am I going to sell? What am I going to keep? Because it's not just like a move across town. And one of the things I was thinking of, and I open my fridge every single day, and you know, the amount of...
Well, good for you. That's an accomplishment in itself. What,
opening my fridge?
I open my fridge every single day. Yeah, you know what? Every single day I wake up and
cut me off
right there.
Okay. Every single time I open my fridge, I notice the beers that are sitting in my fridge that have gone unopened. And it's the same amount since you last were here. And for some context, when I was previously working at Believe before my current job, we were in an office and our fridge was stocked to the brim with beer. And when we were moving out, nobody wanted the beer. So I took it and I put it in my fridge, and it's a lot of goddamn beer. I should have counted before we hopped on here, because I think that I want to say there's like 35 beers and then also some White Claws and some seltzers.
You couldn't have more beer. I mean, the local Pike chapter should be coming to you for the beer and the massive quantity that you're keeping stock.
But I'm not drinking it is the point.
So way to be.
Because I typically go out, and when I go out and I'll order a drink, like I try not to do the whole I'm going to have four drinks before I go to dinner kind of deal. I try not to do that. I do it sometimes. I try not to do it. But I've got a couple of options here, Sean, and I need you to help me narrow down what I should do.
Okay.
The first option is find one of my buddies out here and I ask them if they want it. Unlikely that they will, but I ask who wants it. Okay. That's one of the options. The second option is I pack it and I just put it in the truck and I hope that none of it shatters. The third option, and I think that this is the best one. The third option, I really do think that this is the one that I need to do. Over the course of one weekend, I should try to drink all of it and see if I can drink it all in a 3-day span.
Oh, I like that idea, Joe. I hate that I like the third option the most. I really wish
I would have assumed you would have. You don't think I could do it?
No.
So this is now becoming a challenge.
I'm not trying to make it a challenge, but
you just turned it into one.
No, but you said I halved your beer stock last time I came, which was, I don't know, last May. So a year, this beer has gone untouched. I don't think you have the taste for it. I think your stomach has gotten smaller. Congratulations. Not being sarcastic, but you can't expand like real drinkers. So I think you're going to have six beers the first night, say, oh my God, this is a mistake. I have 30 more beers to get through. And then you might try to pop one early Saturday morning, get caught up. I think you end up with like still over 20 beers.
Okay. I'm going to cut right here. I'm going to go count them. And then we're gonna continue this conversation.
Count those beers up.
Okay, so there's 40. There's 40 in there. So if I start on a Thursday, we're gonna do the math here. I have Thursday, Friday, Saturday to drink all of these. Okay, so 40 divided by 3 is 13.3. And if I'm obviously not gonna drink them during the day on Thursday and Friday. So if I'd have to drink 20 through the course of Saturday, probably.
Look, how many, you set the line. You set the line and you're holding the power. You know how many beers you're going to drink and how many beers you want to drink. So the punishment line for Joe. Also, by the way, you're such a robot because this just sounds like the best weekend for any dude. I just have 40 untouched beers. You're such
no,
a
it's weirdo. Not.
you have me now thinking about drinking these beers like a punishment. This is like
it's not a punishment. You're just making people, it seem like it's unaccomplishable.
I don't think you could do it.
All right, so watch me. I'm gonna.
Okay,
what weekend
I will.
Should I do? I'm gonna do it when I come back from New Jersey.
You need to do it this weekend.
I can't. No, we're the week before the draft. I'm not doing that. I have media hits this week. I'm not. No, that's a horrible idea.
Okay, fine. Here. You know what? This is what
I'd
like to do.
I'm going to be blacked.
I want you to, whenever you set this time frame, give me the amount of time it took you to crush those 40 beers. And then at some point, maybe I'll just crush my 40. And I'll show you how it's done to crush 40 beers. Don't give them to your friends. Don't give glass bottles to your friends, because that's just passing off a burden. Don't travel cross country with a bottle. Canned beer, sure. Travel with those. But I think at the end of the day here,
okay,
you are left with over 10 beers easily.
I think if I do 10 on Thursday and like 14 on Friday, and then that gives me 16 I got to crush throughout the course of Saturday.
When's the last time you drank 14 beers? Was that South Dakota?
God, might not have been since college.
What about New York? Do you think you had 14 drinks in New York?
No, because I haven't done like a full day drink in a long time.
Well, since the curb and the scooter.
Oh, God. Yeah. Well, that was 10.
Was that the same? Oh, my. 10. You busted your face up off of 10 beers?
I didn't eat anything that day.
10 beers, I'm still setting records in Mario Kart. Give me
all right,
a break.
Screw you. All right, well, TBD on this. There's going to be an update coming.
I want to hear the lines. I want to hear the listener lines. In a 3-day period out of 40 beers, how many can Joe knock out? And I'll make sure he's putting in an honest effort. How many? Okay. I think he ends up with 12 beers left.
Do we want to add to the challenge here? What happens if I don't accomplish this?
Oh, then you just
think it over. Think it over, and we'll come back to the.
It'd just
the next
be depressed.
Show.
It'd just be a bummer. I'd just be like, oh, well,
oh, shut up.
You just all right. You're just resigned to being not a beer guy, and maybe you just can't drink beers.
Some of them are seltzers. Some of them are IPAs though, which I'm going to be.
Yeah, that's a fair trade off.
There's a couple of 8% IPAs in there that I'm going to just going to kick my ass. I'm going to need to figure this out. I'm not going to sleep, basically, is what's going to be determined. All right, we've got listener questions. Oh my God, Chiton's back in the comments.
Oh, is
Chiton's
he really?
Chiton's back. I don't know if he's in yours, but I don't know if it's a he or a she. Chiton's back in the comments of the thread. Chiton must know that.
No.
Chiton.
Let me find this. Let me see. Is it still him jumping down the hill?
No, he's jumping in some sort of industrial park.
All right, I still stand with Chiton. I think I still have some allegiance. Still looking for our mascot, though.
All right, first question that we have from Colin, who hasn't sent us a question in a while, is the horniest question that I think we've ever received. And that is saying a lot, because we've got some other ones that are pretty horny in these questions. Con asks, top or bottom? Do you think it means what we think?
What is he doing? This is gonna, you know what? This is some Colin bit where he's trying to set it up as like how you butter your bread, top or bottom. And then he wants us to talk about, you know, the bedroom. Come on, Colin, give me a break. I'm not falling for it.
What's your answer?
Top, obviously.
Really?
What do you mean, really?
You mean a little big for that.
What else am I going to be doing?
I got to do something.
You think I can just rest on my laurels? I got to try to put some action in. I can't just chill. You think I got what it takes to just chill?
All right, we're moving on to the next.
Sean starts talking, and now we're moving
to the next question. Jamie Williams, he's got some more draft questions. I'm going to ignore the first draft question. Jamie asks, how excited would you be to spend a weekend with Rack and Chester?
Oh.
Thoughts?
Out here, very excited. Out there, not excited at all.
Yeah, you might get killed.
I don't think I would come back from Idaho if I went out there with them. But if we met up in Frisco or at some, if we ended up going to a Vandals game and we had our own, you know, flight booked out of there, ready to go, and maybe. But I think the dudes can party. I would wager that they would try to play some really rough music for us, really dated bad stuff.
Yeah.
That would be tough. But somehow they've worked their ways into the fabric of the show. So I can't hate on them that much. I would be somewhat excited to hang out with them.
Yeah, I think I'm in the same camp as you. I think it'd be a good time. I'm more interested in meeting Rack. And if it's just Chester, you know, at two accounts, or if it's Chris Hammond. Dude, we got to go to Idaho this year. We have to go to Idaho this year.
If Chris Hammond is there, I'm in. Hey, I'm not going to yell at Chris again. I'm not going to, because he's a good dude, and he's very busy with his work and running 4 Twitter accounts. It's very hard to keep that up. So stay at it, fellas. Keep sending in the questions, and then maybe we'll link one day if you could actually get some votes from Idaho fans. We want to check it out. I love the Kibbe Dome.
There's a ridiculous question from Chester that I can't read, and I'm not going to read. I'm not reading the Miss Met one, man. What? I don't need a recording of myself reading what he asked.
No.
If you could bring back a menu item from a restaurant, what would it be? Mine would be a snack wrap or A1 Halloween Whopper. I'm trying to think of something that's like...
That, first of all, snack wrap's the obvious answer. So you took the one seed, the A1 Holiday Whopper. If you ate one, see a hospital, because whatever purple 40, you know, food coloring that's in your system, you might want to make sure that that's all safe and sound. Food item I'd want back. You know what? I almost wish I had a chain that I could bring back. The Dirtbag CC's Pizza on Richmond Highway was pretty great. And that one, that was kind of defunct. We haven't had one around here. A new item.
Well, are the Doritos Locos Tacos, are those still a thing? I think they got rid of the, I would pick that. Those were good.
All right. This is going to be fat. All right. This is going to be some fat shit that I'm about to say.
Of course.
But the best burger McDonald's ever put out was the cheesy jalapeno quarter pounder. And it was so filth covered, disgustingly delicious. Mm. Like it's true highs and lows of McDonald's. When you're in the throes of it, you're like, cloud nine, this is fantastic. And at the end, you're sitting here looking in the car mirror, like you're just not a human. It makes you feel subhuman, but you're also like, wow, they nailed this one. If they brought that back, I'd get another. I'd get another five if they brought it back. What am I lying? Who am I lying for?
I don't know if I could come up with anything better than that. The only thing that I can think of is the Doritos Locos Tacos. I'm not as fast food oriented as you are.
What kind of term is that? Fast food oriented?
Sorry, I'm not fat.
Yeah, just say fat. Fast food oriented. That's in the same category. A high calorie individual. I'd rather you just say, I'm not as big backed as you are. That's what you should be saying.
All right, I'm not as big backed as you are. I don't seek out fast food.
Fast
I do
eat food oriented, like it's a lifestyle.
I do like Panda Express, and I have been eating a lot of Panda Express lately. But
are you doing okay?
Panda Express is great. If I'm getting like a cheat meal, that is my go-to. Because you get the rice, you get some veggies, and then you get the teriyaki chicken. It's great. It's awesome.
There's not better Chinese food in Los Angeles than Panda Express.
No, there is, but it's more.
You like chicken nuggets. That's what you like.
It's more caloric. No, it's not. No, the teriyaki chicken's not breaded. It's more calorically
dense,
conservative.
Oh God.
Next you know, God forbid, you know, God forbid I'm trying to eat light.
If you have food questions for the show, just direct them to me. I will answer those. If you want caloric questions, send those to Joe.
Chester also asks, if you were a WWE superstar, what song would you have play as you strut out to the ring? Mine would be The Loophole by Garfunkel and Oates.
It's a great question. I think about this question often. It would be Fucking in the Bushes by Oasis. That is the song I would go with. It's a song that was incorporated in, I think, the best movie fight scene ever. That it's got such a nasty guitar lick that I would walk out to that. I thought, my whole life, I thought Oasis was like just the dude singing Wonderwall. And I thought they were like this soft ass band. And then I heard this song and started doing some digging, and they kind of were like trying to be real rock stars, tearing down the, you know, hotel rooms and stuff. So I'm in on that. Fucking in the Bushes. I wish it had a different word, a name. That's just what the song is called.
There's one song that I've been kind of hooked on recently that might fit that. I was expecting you maybe to pull that. Sounded like you were pulling something that you were trying to be comedic, and that's not the case.
No.
Invisible by Duran Duran. It's played in the last episode of season two of Invincible, and it's probably one of the most intense songs that I've found. I mean I would probably say that one. That's one of my favorite songs right now.
What would your wrestling style be if you're going in WWE? I mean, you would have to be a flyer, right? Your size.
I guess I don't know.
You have to get on the turnbuckles.
I don't know what any of this means. You, this is all going over my head. I don't watch WWE.
But you have to know a little something about wrestling.
I don't know anything about wrestling.
Here's our gimmick. I walk in, boom, get everyone fired up, stand in my side of the, you know, in my part of the ring. And then Joe comes in, bang, he plays his weird ass song. Then he gets on with the turnbuckles, hops on my shoulder, and that's how we wrestle through the whole match. Freak the Mighty style. That's how we're doing it. That would be our bit. That's the only gambit we could do.
Yeah, none of that means anything to me. I couldn't register any of that.
I would wear shoes, football pants, and I'd be shirtless. And then you would have the football jersey, the helmet, and you would be pantsless.
So, am I balls out?
No, okay. Maybe like a jock strap or something. You would just be 11-foot tall football player. That would be our wrestling gimmick.
I don't think we'd be very coordinated. I'd be the head. No, I can't be the arms too. I mean, I got arms also.
We're going
double arms. Is that the approach?
We're going double arms, and I think the finishing move is I'm gonna get you off of me, maybe in like a fall
throw me.
I'm gonna throw you, and then you're gonna have to do some kind of fantastical somersault flip. Then you take out.
If you throw me right, I could do some sort of a kick. Like if you threw me, you know, if you had me horizontally, and you kind of like spun me and threw me, I could. In feet first, you know, maybe I could do like some sort of like a chest kick
first in the Roman Reigns. You want to go there? No, I gotta go get chest you going kick head first.
No, head first. Head first isn't gonna do anything.
What are you talking about?
He could probably punch me out of the air if I'm coming head first.
But while he's doing that, I'm taking out his body.
So I'm just a decoy to you.
Yeah, well, you're gonna be a bit of a decoy.
Screw you. Screw you.
Hey, Matt. Unfortunately, I'm the mastermind behind our wrestling operation. If you have a better idea, you could take it up with me.
I think my idea was pretty good.
Hack City Wrestling is under my management and supervision.
What if it was like Ratatouille style, and we put like a really big hat on you, and I sat on top of your shoulders with a bunch of ropes, and you know, like I just kind of swung you around. I think that would be a good idea too.
Yeah, that'd be great.
It would kind of defeat the purpose of me. Like I wouldn't really have any real purpose in this other than sitting on your shoulders and moving your arms.
So then why are you in the ring with me? Would you put on like a little mouse nose and maybe a tail?
Sure. Yeah, we would be.
Okay, if you're willing to do that, I'm willing to play the. All right. See, that's compromise. This is something you can bring to my office anytime.
Your office? You don't have shit.
I'm supervisor of wrestling.
At Joe DeLeon, at Sanderson Radio. Folks, hit the subscribe button. Drop a comment below. Leave us a 5-star review if you're tuning in on audio. We'll be back with more. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.